Representative Ken Ivory's bill, HB 279, passed in the House today. The bill would change the law to allow those who were sexually abused as children to bring forward those claims against their perpetrators up until the victim is 53 years old. Currently, victims cannot bring forward child sexual abuse claims unless they are younger than 22 years old. That law was enacted last year and was sponsored by Ivory when it was a bill. He says he has since learned from his mistakes.
But we left so many children, now surviving adults, behind.
Ivory says on average it takes up to 42 years for somebody to speak out about childhood sexual abuse. The current bill gives a window of time to bring forward those childhood sexual claims that would otherwise slip through the cracks of state laws. Representative Earl Tanner raised a concern about HB 279 on the floor today.
So much time has passed that you can't fairly try the case anymore. And obviously that's going to be an issue of some kind in this type of case.
Ivory says the overall fiscal cost of childhood sexual abuse in Utah is nearly $1 billion every year. Not to mention the human cost is estimated to be 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys who are sexually assaulted before the age of 18.
And in Utah, we're making steps to ensure that we protect the most innocent and most vulnerable among us so that they don't have to live a lifetime with their childhood and their innocence murdered by those they trust.
HB 279 passed in the House with 58 votes in favor, 12 against, with 5 abstentions. The bill will now go to the Senate and will be sponsored by Senator Adams Stewart. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.